Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about being free from probation. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, where we read, "It happened after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?' And the Lord said to him, 'Go up.' David said, 'Where shall I go up?' And he said, 'To Hebron.'" In 2 Samuel chapter 2, David is in a place called Ziklag. He went there in a season of compromise that was rooted in discouragement. For more than a year, David lived in the Philistine city of Ziklag together with all his men and their families. David's spiritual decline was so great that he even wanted to fight for the Philistines in a battle against Israel. When the book of 2 Samuel begins, David is still in Ziklag, but it's a different David. He was different because in his last weeks there, God brought loving but powerful correction to David's life. David woke up, and God moved in him to break his season of decline and compromise. David humbled himself before God, strengthened himself in the Lord, and won back all that was lost and more. Yet it was in Ziklag where David inquired of the Lord. Certainly, this was key to success in David's life. With rare exceptions, he constantly inquired of the Lord. David wanted more than God's blessings on his plans. He wanted to be right in the middle of God's plan. By the way, that's essential for every one of us. But then David asked, "Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?" Now remember that David asked this question from Ziklag in the territory of the Philistines. Now that David was restored to the Lord, he wondered if it was time for him to go back to his homeland, to Israel. It wasn't such a simple question. David didn't want to appear opportunistic, as if he only came back to Israel because now Saul was dead. While not being overly concerned with appearances before man, David was not unconcerned with appearances either. But the next phrase is key, at least in my mind, to the whole verse. We read here, "And the Lord said to him." We see that God was faithful to answer when David inquired. Since David just came out of a period of spiritual decline, God could have put him on probation and refused to speak to him for a while. God could have said to David, "You've neglected me for a long time, so now I'm going to neglect you until you prove yourself. You're on probation, and maybe in a month I'll start answering your prayers." Instead, the Lord spoke to David and gave him guidance. So here's the question. Do you feel that you're on probation from God? It's a common tactic of the enemy of our souls when we do turn around after a season of decline. The enemy wants you to believe that you are not fully accepted, not yet. But to think this way is to see your standing before God in what you do instead of what Jesus has done. The greatness of God's grace means that there is no probationary period with God. When we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Therefore, you can come to God boldly, even after a season of spiritual decline. Make this your prayer. "Lord, I know my sin and I can't excuse it. I ask you to restore spiritual life and progress in this heart of mine that's broken over sin. I know that I'm fully accepted before you right now for Jesus' sake and not for mine. Thank you for what Jesus did for me and who Jesus is for me." That prayer will give you a firm place to stand and put you in the accurate knowledge that you are not on probation before God. Rest in that based on what Jesus has done, and you can rest in that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.